opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It is rainy in Detroit, but the rain is not strong enough, bad enough, persistent enough to stop this start made by Paul Skeens later on today on The Fan. We're gearing up towards that at 5:45. We'll have, or 5:40, excuse me, we'll have the pregame coverage here from the Pirates Radio Network at 5:15. I am live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Malzy is in Florida. Donnie is in Delaware. So you just got me and you at 412-928-9370. Bob Pompliani going to join us at 3:15. It appears he's buried the hatchet with intern Dom, and intern Dom is going to call Bob. So we'll get a recap of how the pleasantries were exchanged and all of that, and if it's water under the bridge now between the two. Dom has said that Bob has hit rock bottom as a sportscaster. Is he still there? Is he still at the bottom of the ocean? Has he done anything to redeem himself, Dom, or is this still in a half-century career? Are we still living in the low point of Bob Pompliani's sportscasting career?
No, he's right back to the top of the mountain where he belongs. He's one of the best sportscasters of all time, and I can't wait to call him in about 20 minutes.
So you feel like you were wrong about what you said about him, or he said enough? He's made enough salient points and cogent points and entertaining points since that he's made up for his horrible take that you said was his career low point.
Well, the take was certainly a career low, but since then he's now against Callis in the ongoing controversy. I think that's a great stance by Pomp. Yeah. I think he's made some excellent points since then, and he's
like
redeemed
what?
Himself.
Anything really standing out to you?
Very level-headed thoughts when it comes to the U.S. Open, when it comes to the Pirates right now and Paul Skeens, when it comes to the Penguins. Just
can
overall.
You name one of these takes that's really really struck you as spot on?
Now, his U.S.
You're speaking
Open,
in generalities right now.
Because it's a general sense of Pomp returning to the mountaintop. It's not one thing. It's a combination.
I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing you have been... you've been criticized and rightfully called out for the way you treated Pomp.
Oh,
and
for
so
the love
now
of
you're
God.
Singing a different tune. That's what I'm hearing.
No, because
I'm not hearing that he's actually saying things that are resonating with you more. I'm hearing a man that has now seen the public backlash and wants to curry favor with the people that were so mean to him. That's what I'm sensing.
No, yesterday and today he went at the Pirates and Tigers for not having Skeens versus Skuball today. I thought that was a great point.
All right. Even though he stole it from me.
Maybe you stole it from him.
We know when I said it on Tuesday. Oh, you actually weren't here Tuesday because you were serving allegedly a suspension.
That is so not true. Don't push that narrative out there.
I'm not pushing it. I've said it twice. And yeah, I've always put allegedly in front of it.
Yeah,
that's all.
And who told you that? Callis?
I'm not going to say. Maybe it was another producer, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
We're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. You can come see us here until 5:15. That's when the Skeens pregame coverage kicks in here on The Fan. That was James Palmer, not to be confused with Jesse Palmer from The Bachelor and college football on ABC, the NFL insider, talking about the hang-up in the T.J. Watt negotiation. And he said, he did say a deal is going to get done, but he, I think for the first time, articulated the Steelers' reluctance here. And he said it's that Watt and the defense fell off at the end of last year. That is right. They did. Watt did fall off, and the defense fell off. Look at the last six games of the year, the six-game losing streak. Look at the way great offenses or very good offenses played against the Steelers, and look at the lack of impact made by Watt. So I am actually heartened by the idea that the Steelers are looking back at that period and trying to then extrapolate from there. All right, is this like a sign of things to come? Is this a harbinger of things to come? Or is this like a blip on the radar? He also said, Palmer, he mentioned that Watt has had injuries and that he's 30 going on 31 years old. And is that someone you want to guarantee over $100 million to? And I think given the state of the Steelers, I would have a really hard time doing that. But I do think that Watt is worth it. And the one thing that I've heard the anti-Watt crowd say, and I guess technically I would be in that camp, but you know, this is what I hate sometimes about the state of American discourse and conversation in 2025, is that when people get in their silos, all right, so I'm pro this or anti that, if there's a group that's identifiable with that, whether it's a political party or a team you root for or whatever, you just think everything about that particular affiliation is great and there's nothing bad. And like, or that, you know, everybody in this political party is supposed to think A, B, C, and D. And if I'm in that, if I do vote along those lines, I can't disagree with any of it. I do see a lot of very strong reasons why it doesn't make sense for the Steelers to give T.J. Watt that contract. One thing that I just don't agree with, though, is that he's going to fall off. And I hear, well, it's because J.J. broke down late in his career. I think their body types are very different. And, okay, he's 30. Like, 30 with an edge rusher is not the same thing as 41 years old with Aaron Rodgers. And we're not talking about a running back that just turned 30. I've got some of the great Steelers edge rushers over the last few years, decades, and what they were doing at 30. To be honest with you, there's not a lot of cautionary tales here at all. James Harrison was 30 when he won Defensive Player of the Year in 08. Jason Gilden made a Pro Bowl at 30. Joey Porter, the Steelers moved on from. He had 17 and a half sacks in Miami. Greg Lloyd was a first-team All-Pro at 30. Kevin Green didn't even get here until he was 31 years old. So that's like the pantheon of really good pass rushers in Steelers history. And even though he has not performed well in the postseason, I would say that Watt is a cut above those guys. He's missed, I think it's 12 games in his entire career going back to 2017. Now, I don't think that tells the whole story because he's played games where he's been less than 100%. He's gutted it out, and his production has been way down. I think that was partially to blame or explain why there was so little production from him last year. I don't think it's a good enough excuse for why he basically disappeared, but he wasn't 100%. We saw him hurt his ankle in Philadelphia in December. So, you know, when I hear an insider who works on a national level say, here's one of the reasons why the deal's not done, and he points out the fact that Watt struggled last year and the defense went as he went, and that's why they don't want to give him so much money, that makes me feel like it's going to be a little bit harder to get this done than other reporters and other insiders have stated. If the Steelers actually do think that way, are they using it to just like, hey, we all have arguments that we know we can go to, even though we don't believe in them, if we think it can help us get something the way we want it, whether that's to spend, you know, like whether that's to spend less money on something, whether it's to, you know, further a romantic relationship and you have to tell a white lie, or, oh yeah, I love this or that, just because you want to like cajole the person into dating you, or I don't know. I'm just saying the Steelers might not believe that Watt is to blame for how things transpired late in the year, but that's not to say they wouldn't use that as a negotiating tactic or negotiating ploy right now to try to drive his price down. Like, we see that in arbitration with baseball players all the time. Teams will make arguments against their own guys and bring up criticism of their own guys just to try to save themselves money, which is why people describe that as a very ugly situation when that happens in baseball. I don't expect anything to get done. We just had Ray Fittipaldo say he doesn't think anything's going to get done early in training camp or even halfway through training camp. And they then run the risk of Hutchinson getting a new deal, of Hendrickson getting a new deal, of Parsons getting a new deal, and what those new contracts would do as far as T.J. Watt's stance on things. If he thinks he's better than those guys or equal to those guys, he's going to want the same or more money. That's just kind of the way this – it's not kind of the way this works. This is the way it works. 412-928-9370. Paul Skeen's going to pitch here at 540. If you're flipping over from the Pirates game that started at 1, I get it because they're getting crushed in Detroit. They elected to start Andrew Heaney against the best pitcher in baseball and put out a lineup that included Ke Bryan Hayes hitting fifth. So you're not going to win when that happens. And Jason Mackey came on and said it's because they basically waved the white flag before this game even started.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're hanging out at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. We're a couple hours away from flipping over to Pirates coverage for Paul Skeens Day as he gets ready to pitch the second half of a doubleheader in Detroit. First game of the doubleheader, really not worth your time. It is a blowout. It is ugly because the best pitcher in the American League is on the mound for Detroit right now. The best team in all of baseball is the Detroit Tigers. They have Jim Leland as a team consultant. Now, I don't know exactly what he's doing for them, but I don't think it ever hurts to have a baseball mind like Jim Leland in your front office or wherever he is at their disposal, helping them out with things. We're working on Bob Pompiani, who might be on a golf course somewhere getting some practice swings in, or maybe he's still pissed at intern Dom and doesn't want to answer Dom's calls or has Dom blocked in some way, including text and phone call communication. NFL.com ranked the seven most improved teams, NFL teams, for the 2025 season. And the Steelers did not make the list. Among AFC teams on the list, the Patriots, the Raiders, and that's it, if I'm looking at this correctly, and I am. Actually, I am not looking at it correctly. There's three. The Jets are the other one. Jets, Patriots, and Raiders. Now, part of being most improved is it helps if you sucked the year before. So there's a reason why all of those teams had a top 10 pick. We know the Jets went 5-12. We know New England picked in the top five, and we know the Raiders had the sixth pick, so that's why there's more room for growth with them. But, you know, lately I've heard a lot on the station people debating whether or not the Steelers are an improved team and going position by position and saying, okay, they've gotten better here, they've gotten much better here, and they haven't gotten worse anywhere. I think that that's probably right. But there are degrees to improvement. The Patriots went out and they had a bajillion dollars in cap space. And the guy who could have been the MVP of the Super Bowl, Milton Williams, signed there in the middle defensively. So the Steelers drafted Derek Harmon because they needed to get better against the run after watching Baltimore go for 299 yards against them in the playoffs. You know, we draft Derek Harmon. New England went out and got Milton Williams. Now they don't have great wide receivers yet. It's Diggs and Mac Hollins who came in. Their other big offseason move was bringing in a really good coach and Mike Vrabel, who's been coach of the year and produced the best record in the AFC with Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback, and went into places like Baltimore and New England when New England had Tom Brady and beat them in the playoffs. So that's the upgrade there. I think the Steelers have just gotten marginally better at most positions. I think that's the best you can say about going from Russell Wilson to Aaron Rodgers, is that it's a marginal improvement at best. Running back, I do think that they will be better. Najee was just a volume guy. I think Jaylen Warren has much more upside, and you have Johnson as kind of a thunder to his lightning combo in the backfield there. I think that's a better situation. I like the running back by committee approach better than the old way of doing things where Mike Tomlin would just take a running back and use him until the wheels fell off. All right, Pompiani's ready. Bob, did you saw intern Dom's number and you sent it straight to voicemail? Is that what happened there?
No. I just always, I was telling Dom I need a reminder because I just leave there. Normally Donnie sends me one, but
So it is Dom's fault. You know. He didn't send the reminder.
Well, no, not really. I mean, it's I just need a reminder. I need a reminder for a lot of things. I have a pill box every day that I have to be reminded what to take it. And Drew, the older you get, the more of these things you need, reminders.
When did you enter the pill box phase of your life? When does that start?
Well, for me earlier, I've had too many things with
you've had the heart surgery. Now I'm bringing it up. Now I'm bringing
cancer
up
surgery
and
all these things. I have to keep these things in different like compartments just so I know they're you know, you got to be at the right time of the day to take them. Apparently, so I have to keep them in boxes just to remind me. And then I set alarms for it. I mean, it's ridiculous, but you got to do what you got to do.
We had a listener text in. Here's a random one for Bob. Ask him how often he curses at the top of his lungs per day. Do you have moments like that? I think it's hard for our listeners to picture you getting angry. You don't seem like someone who allows that to happen where you fly off the handle or have moments where you're stuck in traffic and you start screaming F-bombs or you miss a short putt and you start cursing loudly. Do you actually have those things happen to you?
It does not happen on the golf course. Maybe as a younger person it did, it doesn't happen anymore. I don't let that bother me. I try not to let too many things bother me, but Andrew, if I do it, normally it happens in a traffic situation where someone cuts me off or someone does something like that. It just it's an instant response. So that would be the most likely time, but I don't do it beyond that anymore. When I was younger, maybe, not so much now.
You know, these analytic websites are just, you got to take them with a grain of salt, Bob. For football, actually all sports. I mean, they have their place in sports, but let's not make them the end-all, be-all. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I've warmed up to more of them. At first, I thought it was too much over-analysis. But now I think, you know, you're looking for edges and things. So, yeah, it certainly has its place, but everybody has different opinions. Even with these numbers, you can get subjective outcomes.
So I've never seen this one before, but this was sent to me from a listener. The website BFF, I don't know if that's an offshoot of PFF or what that is. Gave Myles Garrett a 96 rating last year and had T.J. Watt at a 70. Based on their scale, apparently, they rated Garrett as three times the better player than Watt. Do you agree with that?
No, not at all. In fact, if anything, I would go the other way, and I say T.J. Watt is three times the player Myles Garrett is, although I wouldn't go with
wow.
that.
Wow! Woo!
I think Myles Garrett is still a very good player. He's right next to him in conversation. But if you're going to use that logic, then I would reverse it. But I think, you know, all these guys are really good at what they do. This is why they're commanding the numbers they command in these contract negotiations. So I'm just waiting to see the next one to happen. If it's Micah Parsons, that may really make it very difficult if T.J. Watt believes he should be the highest paid defensive player, period. I think Micah Parsons will take that away. And I would imagine they'll do that within the next month or so down there in Dallas. But you know, I think Watt's a better straight up. I'll take Watt over Garrett for sure.
I agree because his stats are better across the board. Garrett's literally not better at anything. Do you actually believe, though, that based on what I just said, you think Watt's better than Garrett? Does that mean he should get more money than Garrett?
Well, I mean, yes, and it just depends on what T.J. Watt wants. If they want to play these athletes play these games, but they want to be number one all the time. I think his relationship or lack of it with Garrett certainly would make it more interesting to him to have a bigger number because I think he felt robbed of that defensive player of the year the one year they gave it to Garrett, and I was on his side with that.
Yep,
I thought T.J. Watt that year was a better player. So he would have had two of those. It would be 2-0 in that scoreboard. Instead, it's 1-1, and people make whatever they want of it. The money is the money. He's going to get a lot of it no matter what. The Steelers will get a deal done with him. I'm pretty sure of that. Just a matter of how much and how long, and they're trying to figure out what's the best way to do it. He still has a lot of good football left in him. I don't know 4 or 5 years from now if that'll be the same story, but for now and what they need from him for now, I think they're going to give him whatever the market says. But I would be cautious of waiting too much longer just because some of these other deals. Hendrickson's a good player, but he's not the same level of T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett for that matter.
Bob, but if you just take the emotions out and the revenge factor out and you're just evaluating two players, who deserves to get paid more? You would say Watt?
I would say Watt, yes.
Yeah. Me too.
Would you?
Yes. Yeah, but I don't want the Steelers to give him that contract. That's the conundrum for me because of where they're at right now. I don't think that they should sink that amount of money into one player.
Yeah. I think you could certainly make that case that they may be better off funding their future a little bit, using the money they would save and the assets they would get. You certainly can make that argument, but I think they're pretty much committed to him. When they say they're committed to a guy, they normally end up giving him what he ultimately wants. It may not be the exact same deal, but it may be stretched out over so many years to make it more palatable for the team. But I think they still want him around, and I think they're very effective when he is around. He has to be healthy at the end of the year, making bigger contributions. But I think, you know, the way it's gone in the postseason, it's both offense and defense, but mostly defense has been to blame, falling behind so much, giving up a lot of points. So that has to change.
This is interesting. A guy who goes by the nickname Capicola on Twitter wants to know, when Bob has lunch, what is his go-to most of the time?
Oh, well, that's Capicola. You know, that's a good name for someone who's asking about food. I'm a big tomato bisque fan. I love soups. I could eat soups every day, all day, every day of the year, to be honest.
You can eat soup when it's 90 degrees out. The temperature doesn't matter. I'm strictly a soup, colder weather guy.
Soup. No. Can't be. It's too good for you. And there are too many different things you can get. But I like tomato bisque soup.
So if we were eating outside after a round of golf and it was 90 degrees and you could start your entree with a soup or salad, you would pick a soup?
Ask the guys I played with yesterday. Wow. I had mushroom bisque soup.
That is a bold move right there. That is a bold take.
What is so bold about it? It's good.
Dom, is this rock bottom again for Pomp?
I love this opinion from Pomp. I think it's a great one.
Wow, how about that? He's kissing your ass now, Bob.
I'm not a moron after all.
Now this is my question. If you could have any, if you were going to the electric chair and it was your last meal and you could have any dessert to top it off, what would it be?
Chocolate mousse cake, a decadent, anything decadent. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to go out in style, and that's going to be the way I do it. I love anything with deep chocolate. Has to be a triple layer chocolate death by chocolate. If I'm going to die, death by chocolate sounds like the right way to go.
Dom's a tiramisu guy.
I can live without it. It's okay.
I can live without it.
I'm not a bad
person.
That's,
like that's the most polite way of saying you think it sucks is what you just did there. That was a very respectful way.
If it's there, I'll eat it. If it's not, I don't ask for it. How about that?
Mm-hmm. I've come around on key lime pie.
So have I. I used to hate it. Now I love it.
All right, Bob.
It's very refreshing.
100%.
Yeah, you should ask me about after dinner drinks. That's where I'm really strong. You don't even want to know.
Well, I already know what the answer is. It's the French martini all day.
That's not after dinner. That's before dinner.
Oh, you go with the, what is it called, aperitif or whatever the word is?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can go. Do you ever try Benedictine? If not, try it. You may like it.
No, I don't know what that is. So you like liqueurs?
Sort of prescription for a cold, but.
I think they call them liqueurs. You like liqueurs?
No.
Like brandies and things
yeah,
like
I
that?
Mean, some of them I do, some I don't. It just depends. Amaretto is pretty good. You could put, the other thing is Chambord on ice cream. Get French vanilla ice cream and just drizzle some Chambord over it. You'd really like it.
How about Sambuca?
Sambuca's good. There's no question about that. I think Galliano, have you ever had that?
I have not. How about Grand Marnier?
Try Galliano, try Benedictine, and tell me what you think.
All right, Bob. Great talk. We'll do it again next week. Goodbye.
All right, Pony. Have a good one. Thanks, Dom.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Give Bob credit for taking the high road when he is the legend in the business and he treats you with class, Dom.
Oh, stop it.
That is a message. That is a lesson to learn.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. That music means it's time for a Donnie football debrief. Donnie is in Delaware, so intern Dom is pinch hitting. Jeff in South Park has come by here at the Rivers, and he has not said this yet, but he intimated it with his facial expression and eyes, Dom. He absolutely thinks that Callis was a liar and was two-faced and went behind the backs of Crowley and Doran and submitted that audio to NBC. Now, we didn't get into it with Pomp because he was in a good mood, but from what I heard today, Bob also said that he had to take it upon himself to send the audio off to NBC. So now Bob does think that there's a cover-up to this crime by Callis.
Pomp thinks it. Starkey thinks it. Sean Myers thinks it. You know, pretty much everybody thinks it except Callis.
And I think at some point the truth will come out. I think we'll get access to the emails, or somebody maybe on the NBC side will have the Exhibit A here, the smoking gun that puts him under once and for all. Because he is technologically savvy, Callis, so I'm sure he's deleted everything, double-deleted it, triple-deleted it to try to clear his name.
And he has this facade that he's this jolly, bigger, happy guy.
Oh, no. You use the exact right word. It's a facade now. I didn't think it was. I was hoodwinked by it. I mean, I did everything in my power to try to build the guy up, and now he's just taking shots at me constantly. So I'm not going to stand for that. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to fight fire with fire here. I'm not turning the other cheek to him. By the way, it is time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. The biggest football topics of the day. Hit it.
All right. So there was a big story in basketball yesterday that the Buss family will be selling a majority of the Lakers.
Let me just stop you for a second. This is the football debrief. This is not the basketball minute.
Well, if you didn't interrupt me, you would have seen how I got it to football.
But maybe if you had said, hey, I know this is going to sound like a basketball story, but bear with me. Instead, I thought you were just trying to make the segment into something that you wanted to talk about, which is not the intent of it.
No. What is this, American Idol? I got to impress you in 5 seconds? Give me some time.
No, you don't have to impress me. You just need to let the audience know before they just flip off, because it's a basketball topic, that this is not going to be about basketball.
Pony, I talked for 10 seconds. You didn't give me any
time. I
know, but
there's a better way of setting it up. That's constructive criticism. Take it every once in a while, Dom. I'm trying to help you out here.
It's intriguing. People are like, oh, it's a football debrief. He's talking about the Lakers. What could this be about? And you ruined it again. Second debrief of mine you've ruined in the last week.
Well, you've ruined a lot on your own. I've got a lot of ground to make up to catch you. But anyways, I guess continue.
So the Buss family is selling a majority of the Lakers to the current Dodgers owner, Mark Walter,
yeah,
for 10 billion dollars. Now the Celtics were sold earlier this year for $6 billion.
Yep.
So $4 billion more. Now Mike Florio, getting this to football, put out a story today that he thinks if a team in the NFL on the level of what the Lakers are in the NBA was up for sale, so a team like the Cowboys, Patriots, Steelers, Mike Florio thinks that that team could get upwards of $15 billion.
Well, I was going to say, I would think every NFL team would be more valuable than the Lakers, all 32 of them, because the NFL generates more money and is a more profitable sport than basketball by far. The NBA is third among the sports leagues. Baseball is two. And the NFL is far and away one. So I would think the Lakers, if they're worth $10 billion, then I would say even the Indianapolis Colts are worth more than $10 billion.
No, I don't think they'd get $10 billion. No way.
Dom, it's a league where more money comes in. If your business makes more money, that makes your company more valuable. It's not close.
No, I understand
that. Generated by both teams.
The reason the Lakers got $10 billion, though, is because they're the Los Angeles Lakers. It goes beyond just basketball. So I think in the NFL,
Dom,
if you have teams that go beyond football, they'll get $15 billion.
Dom, every single Indianapolis Colts game will probably be more highly rated than every Lakers game this year. Every single one. Right?
Yes, but I would say owning the Lakers is much more prestigious than owning the Colts.
I don't think it is anymore.
Oh, come on. The Lakers?
I think every NFL team is more valuable than the biggest NBA team.
So if the Rooneys right now said, you know what, we're done with Pony criticizing us, we're selling the team, the Steelers, what would they get?
They absolutely get more than $10
billion. $15 billion, like Florio said?
Maybe more.
Now, if you could own any sports team, any league, any team, you get to choose one.
It'd be an NFL team.
Which team would you choose?
I'd pick the Steelers, and I'd fire Mike Tomlin immediately.
Okay.
So, for example, I went to CNBC. I went to Forbes here. They have the Bills at $5 billion. This is their valuation. You're telling me, Dom, you actually think the Lakers are twice as valuable than the Bills?
No. I think the Bills would get more than $5 million. I don't know if they would get $10
million. Billion with a B.
Billion, same thing.
No, it's not.
Well, the Celtics only got $6 billion. So the Lakers, they almost doubled that. But that's just because they're the Lakers. You can't tell me there's a huge difference between owning the Lakers and the Celtics other than market and name value.
I agree with you on that. Just like, clearly there is more to it than that because there's a reason why there's a $4 billion gap there, but for me, on the outside looking in, I am surprised that one NBA team is worth that much more than the other.
Do you think there are people who would, if an NFL team opened up, or NBA or whatever,
yes.
Do you think it's a long line of people willing to buy, or do you think a lot of people would be like, I don't want the headache?
It's like the one business, the headache? Sports franchises are like the one thing that's guaranteed where their value goes up every year. All these guys sell the teams when they decide to for way more money than they bought them for. So, yes, there's a long line. It's an exclusive club.
Yeah,
there's 30 in every sport. That means there's 120 teams.
I don't know. You look at the bleep that Bob Nutting gets. You think that's an enjoyable spot to be in?
My God.
Well, seriously. I know he's making money.
More generally speaking, if you're an owner of a sports team and you're making a lot of money, and that's your main source of income, and you're saying you are, like, loathed, you're not well-liked, well, just disconnect yourself from the criticism and watch the money come in. That's what I would do, personally, in that situation. Who cares what Jeff in South Park thinks? I'm making the $100 million a year. I feel pretty good about myself.
Yeah, I guess. That was just a thought. I don't know why you're getting all negative and mean.
I'm not getting negative or mean at all. I'm just trying to give you the other side of things here. You said that owning a professional sports team seems like a big headache, and I'm telling you, I think it's the exact opposite.
You don't think it's a headache at all? Come on. It 100% is, especially when there's controversies.
I think there are absolutely headaches, but I would say that the good outweighs the bad all the time. I'm not saying it's sunshine and rainbows 100% of the time. It's not. Anyways.
Yeah, I guess. All right, it was just a thought. Again, I don't know why you're being
anything
all
else?
Negative. No, that was it.
I give this debrief about a C+.
What could have made it better? Help me out.
Not your worst, not your best, but not a complete travesty.
What is Donnie talking about on June 19th for the debrief?
Donnie just has a vibe about him that is well-received.
Wow.
Which is not... That's not a slight or an attack on you whatsoever.
No, that's exactly what that was.
No, it's not. It's
yes,
a compliment
it is.
To him. That's a compliment to him.
Well, Donnie has an aura about him that nobody
exactly
can match.
That's exactly what I just said. Yes.
No, I'm allowed to say that. You can't say that about Donnie because that's a shot at me.
We share the same exact opinion. Thank you for the debrief, and also thankfully for the listener, you only have one more left this week before you go produce the morning show, which means you do the early morning show, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Callis does those as well. You ever listen to those?
I do not. I'm not setting my alarm for 5 a.m. Did you know today he did not? This I can't believe I'm going to fall victim to this. Like, this is exactly what they want. When he gets something, he butchers something so bad, it's done on purpose, so we talk about it. They did their Quiz Callis segment. It was trophies in sports.
Oh, no.
Doran asked Callis, what do you get for winning the Masters? And he said, I don't know.
There's no way.
Yes, he did.
There's no way.
He did not know you get a green jacket for winning the Masters.
And this guy's going to throw stones at you and me?
I'm with you on that. Hey, we're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. We're here until 5:15. That's when we get into pregame for Paul Skeens as he prepares to settle the score with the Tigers instead of giving us Skeens versus Skubal, the best pitching matchup of the year in baseball. We got Andrew Heaney getting his head blasted in by the Tigers hitters this afternoon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.